What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Ravens, Commanders, preseason finale coming up Saturday at noon there. Talk about it, obviously, for the rest of the week. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, John Harbaugh met with the media yesterday, and Tyler Loop, who he named, Harbs did after the game against Dallas Saturday, talks about the evolution of Tyler Loop against his, I guess, hometown team.
Yeah, I thought he'd pass it with flying colors. And even that was going to be better. You know, he could have made that kick, the one that went left just over the upright. And then the kickoff, you know, came up a little short on the one. So he's trying. We're really working hard on the kickoffs. I mean, you saw them doing it too, trying to find ways to make it tough for the return team to field the ball. So we're working on that stuff right now too. And that'll probably be an ongoing experiment, you know, early in the season. I think you'll see some strange kicks probably, you know, to try to make some things happen.
We've seen a lot of returns, Bob, in the preseason, you know, more so than we've seen in a long time. So I think, yeah, people, if you land the ball in the landing zone, what they're trying to do is kind of kick it low, let it land in the landing zone. What's that, from the 20 in, I think? And if it lands in the landing zone and rolls into the end zone, the offense gets the ball at the 20. So that's the key thing there, and that's what they're all trying to do. And that's why we see these low line shot kicks.
And touchbacks are
35-yard line.
Yeah, so there's a huge difference in that area. And in the college game, there's no landing zone. You just boot it as far as you can. But Looper, he getting acclimated to that, we think, and you just heard the head coach say, you know, we're still working on it, and a lot of teams have rookie kickers, and they're trying to learn the nuances of it as well. Now, one thing the Ravens, as good as they've been, and last year in particular, didn't force a ton of turnovers. They didn't turn the ball over a lot offensively, but they didn't force a ton. Here's John Harbaugh hoping that what we're seeing about the turnovers being forced so far goes to Buffalo with them.
Oh, it definitely is momentum we want to build for the season in terms of gaining turnovers. All the things that are impactful to winning are the things we want to gain momentum on, and there's a lot of those. And I thought the guys did a really good job of that in that last game down there in Dallas. We did a lot of the things that winning football teams do, you know, in games. So I was happy to see that, and I want to keep building on all those things.
Yeah, they got what they got, a safety. They got a interception from Lowry. But the thing about it is and we talked to Jonas last Friday, and Jonas wrote about it, was Lamar's throwing more interceptions at practice. And, you know, the secondary is pretty damn good. So I think that's kind of a good indication, because Lamar's got to throw perfect balls. Otherwise, more than likely, it's going to be a pick from his own secondary. So that, you know, hopefully turns into interceptions during the season for the defense.
Are you confident that that becomes, well, it's a point of emphasis, but can they be successful creating these turnovers?
I think, Bob, they'll get more this year just because they're going to be a much more aggressive defense, especially coming out of the gate. And they're not going to have all the miscues that they had last year, you know, in the first five games. I don't see that coming. And they got a guy back there in Malachi Starks who can find the football and play the football. So, and I've said he's going to have six. He's going to lead them in interceptions. Malachi will. So I think they're going to be, and they have a lot. There's, you know, like Brandon Stevens. He couldn't play the ball. You know, he was always right there, but couldn't play the ball. All their DBs play the ball extremely well in the air. So I think I would be totally disappointed. I think they will be too. They don't have a lot more interceptions this year. Plus, with the people that they've got putting pressure on the quarterbacks, and you have a healthy Travis Jones and stuff, that ball could be coming out quicker, maybe not as accurate because they're getting pressure.
News from the Nest here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Let's get John Harbaugh's update. Some injury details here. We'll start with Adeez Isaac.
Yeah, there was some ligament damage in there with the dislocated elbow. If it had been a dislocated elbow clean, it would have been about 3 weeks. Since it's not, it's going to have to undergo surgery. It's not a season ender, though. Maybe midway in the season sometime, he'll have a chance to come back.
It's just bad luck, you know. I mean, that sucks for the kid because he missed. He didn't get to play much last year. He was hurt a lot of the time. And now, what, he'll get the probably the 10-game IR, whatever it is. You know, so he'll be out for a while, and who knows if they're rocking and rolling, you know, what's he going to bring? And hopefully, if he comes back week 10 or whatever it may be, Bob, but maybe he can give them, you know, some juice at the end. And that maybe is around the trade deadline. And you know what? That's your trade guy. That could be too.
But he was a guy that they were hoping would make an impact on this year's team.
He was, yeah, no doubt about it. And Bob, he was on all the special teams. He was the first unit of special teams, you know, and he could play the run, and his pass rushing, you know, his the moves that he had. He had a beautiful spin move. He was getting better, and that's the thing that's disappointing.
Jair Alexander, John, what's the scoop here?
Yeah, the DB room right now is dealing with, like, nothing serious in terms of season issues or even for the opener. But he had something, you know, just to kind of take care of that knee. You do some things to kind of help it from a health standpoint. It's something he's been dealing with for a few years now, so it's not anything we didn't expect probably that might have been something to help, but you got to take a couple of days after you do that before you can practice. And same thing with D-Hop, you know, he's an older guy working on his knee a little bit, so things like that.
So what, PRP or whatever, you know, draining the
Alexander's
knee again?
Alexander's had the drainage, right?
If that's drained again, that's the second time. I don't know. I would think at some point in here, Bob, we're going to hear about that they needed to go in and do a cleanup, which, you know, you miss a week or two, which is not that big a thing. Maybe you got some. There's a reason why your knee keeps swelling. I don't know if it's loose particles or what. But I had that after I had had my knee surgery, and they went in, took a little chip out of it. I missed a week, you know, kind of thing. So your knee just doesn't swell because it wants to swell.
Sure.
So there's something there, and that's why, you know, they're trying. That's why I totally believe whatever they're doing, be ready for Buffalo. But then after that, who knows? You know, we don't know after that because they're on a run of games where You know, how much time is he going to miss? How much practice time is he going to miss? You can't have a bunch of dudes that can't practice.
Talk about Starks. You say he's going to lead the team in interceptions.
Yes.
We all like Mike Green. Going to have this. I don't know if he'll have a, you know, Bulware Suggs level sack total as
a rookie.
He's
got that ability.
But Emory Jones, remember him? Third round pick out of LSU. So, John Harbaugh, what's the scoop with this one?
Yeah, disappointing. It doesn't. He's not going to make it to the start of the regular season. I would say the doctor, the surgeon, best I can tell you is, you know, he wants to be sure that it's fully right, and that's the way it should be. We respect that, and so it's going to take a little longer. So we won't be counting on him early on in the season.
You're not going to be counting on him at all this year. I mean, he has not been on the field one snap, OTAs, mini camp, training camp, no. So you talk about a slow healer. And the thing with him is, why hurry him back now? Let him get in a weight room. Let him take a redshirt year because he's a talented kid. Just let him get in there, get strong, get physical, and, we'll see. The only way that I don't even know how he could come back, Bob, because he doesn't know. And, you know, and fundamentally, he's so far behind.
We'll come back out to dough, hopefully. Ease our pain financially, buy or sell. Talk about sports subjects. Rock and Paco, talk about those. Orioles, Trevor Rogers, incredible. Basayo of Beavers. I mean, Mountie swinging a hot bat. Talk about all that good stuff. Does he have a future here with the Orioles? Funhouse with Nolan. Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer, is going to have some NFL lunch with us at 1 o'clock. He's based out in Arizona with the Cardinals. We talk about the 49ers, the Rams. And what about Arizona? They played well down the stretch last.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Orioles in Boston tonight. Talk about that. Rock Baco coming up in a couple minutes. Massinsports.com. Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer. Go to have some NFL lunch with us. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. But right now, it's kind of a little dull. It's overcast outside. Might rain again. 70s this week. It's August. Where's the money?
The Dow's up 13. The S&P's down 28. The Nasdaq's down 255. DraftKings is flat at 45.70. They're at zero. Under Armour is down 3 cents to 504.
Good thing started here in Major League Baseball. Some tough news for the Astros these past few days. Their closer, Josh Hader, likely out for the remainder of the regular season as he's currently dealing with a shoulder sprain. And timing is everything here. He's being shut down for at least 3 weeks, which only leaves him a little bit of time to ramp himself back up. Of course, that's not accounting for any possible setbacks along the way. And really, we only have 6 weeks, a little under 6 weeks, actually, until the playoffs arrive. They're leaving the door open for him to return at that point. But in the meantime, they'll need to find a new closer. Bennett Souza, the only one with actual saves under his belt. He's got four, I guess, is the other option behind Hader on the year. So we assume he'll be the guy for now. But buy or sell, Bob, if Hader is able to return for the playoffs, Houston cannot place him back in that closer role right away.
Well, I'm going to sell it, because why would you bring him back if he wasn't going to be what you paid him to be, your closer? Question is, does he come back? And I think that's the bigger problem that the Astros are dealing with. So Josh Hader, as we know, Orioles drafted him. He's out of Millersville, out there in Anne Arundel County. And he's having a really good year, too. But if he comes back, I'm assuming Nolan will be as the closer.
Over to the Ravens. They're going to have a tough time getting their roster down to 53 by next week. In the meantime, though, there's some speculation over how many running backs they intend to keep. Got an easy trio right out the gate. Henry, Hill, and Mitchell. They seem like, well, doesn't seem like they are locks. That's a reality. But Rasheen Ali, he's not going down without a fight. Been making the most of his camp and preseason reps to the point where Harbaugh actually said following the Dallas game that their plan as of now is to keep four running backs. Keep in mind, they did invest a fifth-round pick in Rasheen Ali, so maybe not willing to let him go so soon. Buy or sell, Vinny. It's not realistic for Baltimore to keep four backs this year.
I kind of tend to agree with that. Just because, where's the reps coming from? He's got to be an ace special teamer for him to dress. Otherwise, you know, he's got to be on every special team. Otherwise, it's a waste because even Keaton Mitchell is going to get minimal carries, if any, during games. I would say, yeah, I'd buy that.
We'll go back to baseball here. Will this finally be the year that the Cincinnati Reds end their playoff drought? They haven't been in the postseason since the shortened 2021. They were quickly swept in the wild card there. If you want to find their last playoff win, you got to go all the way back to 2012. But right now, they're right in the thick of this NL wild card race, right there fighting for the third and final wild card spot. And look, great return for them last week in a starting pitcher, Hunter Green, missed about 2 months. Returned to deliver a strong outing, helped them beat the Phillies last week. Looked like his old self, hadn't missed a beat. Buy or sell, Bob, a healthy Green will be enough to get Cincinnati in a wild card spot these last few weeks.
Oh, man. I'm gonna sell it. I mean, they're a game out. Are the Cubs that much better? Padres have lost four in a row all of a sudden. Boy, they had some drama last night. But the Mets have been scuffling, too. Yeah, I'll still say they'll be on the outside looking in, but I mean that team's loaded with young talent. This Abbott kid, the lefty, he's phenomenal. They'll miss out in the end. Or maybe not. You never know. That's why they play the game.
I like that. Let's see. The contract drama, it's continuing there in D.C. The Commanders still can't come to terms with Terry McLaurin and figuring out how they're going to get this resolved by week one. Well, former agent Joel Corey offered a unique thought in a column for CBS Sports. Says that maybe they could include both salary escalators and de-escalators in the new deal. Basically, McLaurin could bet on himself, earn some more money if he lives up to what he's produced the past few years of his career. Meanwhile, the Commanders can protect themselves against any perceived threat of diminishing returns. An example of this, while it is pretty rare, Joel Corey does note that in 2018, a deal between the Seahawks and Tyler Lockett did include both escalators and de-escalators. Vinny, are you buying or selling this as a reasonable compromise for both sides?
Well, if you're McLaurin and you got confidence that you're going to have a big year, then yes. But I think what he wants is to know when he goes into this is what I'm getting. This is how much I've got. Because there's a lot of uncertainty with that. It doesn't protect him. You know, like if he were to get hurt or whatever, you know, then instead of making $33 million, he might be making like $23 million. So the agent would not like that. The player would not like that, I don't think.
And what does he have left to prove? I mean, you know what you got. Who he is.
Right.
I mean, what else is there to do? He had a career
year last
year.
They just don't like the age.
Yeah.
You know, that's a thing.
Well, you know what we do like here? We like the Maryland State Fair. And it's actually coming up. It starts this weekend. We want to send you there. We want to help you out. Going to give away 4 tickets to the Maryland State Fair. It's running all the way through September 7th, so no rush to use them. But right now, caller number 7, you're going to be today's winner, 410-583-1057. If you don't win today, keep listening throughout the week. Giving away 4 tickets every single day.
Orioles were winners last night, 6-3 over the Red Sox. Trevor Rogers, incredible. Masayo and Beavers doing what they got to do. Gunner hit a monster home run. Mountcastle had 3 hits. Joining us next to talk about the Birds down the stretch, Rockabacco, MassinSports.com, Manzolino. Would you rather have, say, a Ryan Flaherty unproven or a Manzolino proven somewhat? Because, you know, Texas, Atlanta, maybe all going to be looking for managers, but that Oriole job, how attractive is it this offseason?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
And here to talk about that and more from massandsports.com. So on the Window Nation guest hotline, Rock Abaco. Rock, what is happening?
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. And look, what Rodgers is doing, nobody saw it. Even we just played Manzanillo after the game. Like, nobody saw this. I don't even think Rodgers himself expected it. But you wrote about this morning, pushing 30 games. The Orioles' rotation earn run average is barely over three. They may have been the worst rotation in baseball for the vast majority of the season. And obviously, Rodgers has a lot to do with this. But where the hell this come from all of a sudden?
That's a good question, because it clearly, like, where they're playing better right now, the dots all lead, first of all, to the improved pitching, and especially the rotation. I know some people said, well, ever since Rutschman came back, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't like when Rutschman was catching before he got hurt, the rotation was doing great. But something clicked here, and yeah, 306 in the last 29 games is the best in the majors. 0-9-1 in the last 8 games, 179 in the last 11. So that's where it all starts. So it's not just Rodgers. You know, Kramer's been better. Sugano shook whatever slump he was in. You know, we saw what Brandon Young did. And so it's the reason why they're playing so much better. And I don't think it's one particular thing. I do enjoy, and you reference this, that nobody is saying with Rodgers, and I give the club credit, they're not saying, oh, yeah, we knew that was in there. We just had to unlock it. Mancelino clearly said, oh, I don't think any of us saw this coming. I mean, I think they believed he could be a good major league pitcher. That's why you acquire him. But doing what he's doing now, I mean, and he even admits that he didn't see that coming. That might be the best reset in the history of resets when he got sent down after 4 starts last year. They kept him down there to work on things physically, but also mentally. And he's not in his own head anymore. And he's able to handle whenever he's struggling. If he gets in a jam, it doesn't break him now. He's confident in getting out of it. And basically the old, you know, one pitch at a time, one batter at a time thing. But it's really been impressive, and they're a fun team to watch right now.
Now, as they're on this hot streak we just talked about, Rock, Kyle Bradish is making one more start, then he's going to be ready to come up. Tyler Wells himself, not far after that. So what's old Manzo going to do with the rotation, given the fact that, you know, Young had a perfect game into the eighth. Povich had 10 Ks, even though he didn't start the game, but you get the point, against the Astros. How do you work the new arms in to a rotation that has been pitching really well here lately?
There's just too much talent on this team. They got to break them up.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't let the Orioles get hot. I mean, they are going to talk about next month a 6-man rotation, and I don't see how you avoid that because of Bradish if you keep those other 5. And I feel like, you know, it's still, as much as they're still trying to win games and everything else, this is the perfect time to do some evaluating. And that means you run Brandon Young out there every 5 or 6 days. You do it with Povich, kind of get a head start on planning for the offseason and next season and give him that valuable experience. Bradish would be that, make that 6. And I really think Wells goes to the bullpen. First of all, they could certainly use him. I mean, they don't really have a closer at this point. It's whoever happens to be available in matchups. So maybe he's that guy, or he's just a late inning, high leverage guy. I feel like everybody is high leverage in that pen. He's got experience doing it. And Mancillino talked about it. It's a little risky to have two guys in the rotation, both coming back from elbow reconstructive surgery. So you have to be more careful with them. You know, you don't necessarily want to extend them out to 100 pitches their first time out. So it's a little bit easier if you have one guy, and Wells can be, you know, shortened and be a bullpen guy. And then Suarez, Albert Suarez is coming back. He's going to be kind of a bulk guy. So that's really going to help the bullpen. So I think with Bradish and you go with the six, and maybe that's it as far as what they're going to do with starters. But I don't see how you narrow it down to five, because I don't see why you would take one of those younger guys and move them into the bullpen or option them at this point.
All right. Basayo and Beavers, you've seen them obviously down on the farm and down at Sarasota in spring training. They've come up here and look like guys that have belonged here all along. And we'll get into service time manipulation and all that at another point in time. But Manny, when he first came up, was like, look at this dude, baseball IQ through the charts. Gunner, homers in his first game. Adley, same thing, triple, and looked like he had no problems at this level. But watching these two dudes come up, how has it resonated in the clubhouse, which is still a lot of young veterans, but a lot of these dudes are familiar with them because they spent time together themselves down on the farm.
They have. And then, you know, those examples you gave, it's worth noting, too, that they all end up at struggling at some point, though.
Right.
Even if you get off to the great starts, that could still happen here, but they are off to an impressive start. And yeah, I think the clubhouse was kind of anticipating their arrival as well. It wasn't just fans and media saying when they're going to get up here. And yeah, I don't think it's a huge coincidence it was after the 15th. And that makes sense. Like, why bring them up a little early if you have an opportunity to maintain that rookie status? I mean, at this point, when you were competing for a playoff spot anyway, realistically, you may as well do that. But, you know, it's a little more energy in the clubhouse. And, you know, you're talented guys, and they earned it, and you want to get a look at them. And I'm sure it's going to invigorate the fan base. We know attendance is down, but they have not played at Camden Yards yet. You're going to get Basayo and Beavers coming for this next homestand. And plus, you've got Mayo. You've got a lineup. Sometimes you've got 7-8 homegrown guys. And that's kind of what was envisioned all along. So, but yeah, I think there were players in that clubhouse, as far as they do know these guys, and they were in spring training. They played with them through the minors. And I think they were also kind of excited about, all right, let's see what they can do as well. And again, you look at this team, not to overreact, but there's every reason to believe they could be really good next year if injuries don't tear apart the roster again. And if they just go out and make a couple moves, I still think they need to go out and look for a top-of-the-rotation starter and go ahead and bump everybody down then. And you got to figure out about the closing situation, which is fine right now, but we don't know Felix Bautista, the extent of that shoulder injury, if you're going to need to go out and get a guy. But that the core that they have and the guys they're adding now, I feel like this still could be a really good team. It seemed like everything went wrong this year for them. I think at least fans have something to be hopeful about if they make the right moves in the offseason to be hopeful for 2026.
Rakabaka, MassetSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You mentioned Mayo. Homer, he hit Friday in Houston. You could have hung laundry on that thing, that rope that he had over that wall. But brings us to Ryan Mountcastle. You talk about the future and where guys fit in. Where's he fit in, big picture, in Baltimore, if he fits in at all?
That's the big question. Is it a big pitcher or is it the small pitcher right now, which is mostly going to be DHing or being on the bench? He was at first base last night, but they're going to be, you know, mainly giving Mayo those starts at first, which they should, because they've got, again, get him comfortable there. It's a new position for him. He's definitely shown improvement, and it's part of the evaluation process. You know, Ryan Mountcastle can play it. And for Ryan's sake, and Mancillino mentioned this, another year of arbitration. You want those offensive numbers to go up. You're going to be approaching free agency after that. And if, you know, if he is moving on, I mean, this is an important time for him and certainly next season. Just don't know right now how he's going to fit. I'm not saying he won't, but you look at whatever his arbitration figure is going to be, and you've got Mayo playing a lot of first base, and Basayo is going to play a lot of first base as well. It's getting a little bit crowded at this point. And so I don't know whether they look to maybe move him in the offseason. I don't know if he'd be a non-tender, or you just go ahead and you break camp with him and then see what happens from there. But, you know, his playing time has decreased somewhat. It's going to. And for a guy who's a two-time Gold Glove finalist, it's mostly going to be DHing. And I give him credit. He seems to understand that he's not sulking about it. and he'll just take advantage of whatever opportunities he gets. But this is a little bit different for him now. And, you know, he's had trouble staying healthy. That's been the unfortunate part, is the injuries year after year. So I'm not sure if this is going to be it for him or not, but I know that it's going to be awfully crowded at first base, even with moving Ryan O'Hearn.
Hey, Rock, is there anything in your mind Mancelino can do to get the full-time managerial job?
Run the table. I mean, how do you fire a guy that wins every game the rest of the way? I would think that might do it. But I think, you know, I think he would be under consideration. I'm thinking, I assume they're going to open up a broad search. I don't know whether they're going to prefer somebody with previous managerial experience and a track record, or go again with somebody who, like they did with Brandon Hyde, and like they're doing with Mancelino right now, that's somebody, a Buck Britton type, who gets that first opportunity. But, you know, it's hard to judge Mancelino up to this point because he's working with a roster that, you know, obviously the team wasn't playing well, and then they traded away, what, 9 guys or whatever at the deadline. So you're not going to judge it by wins and losses. But they're playing hard for him, and, you know, he's doing the best he can with what he's got. Maybe now that the roster, they're getting healthy guys back and, you know, these top prospects come up, maybe we can get a better read on what kind of manager he is and what kind of results they get. So I think he would at least be in the discussion if and when they open up this search.
Rockabacco, Mass at sports.com. Rock, we appreciate it as always. Have fun at Fenway. We'll see you down at Camden Yards later this week.
Thanks, Rock.
All right, thanks, guys.
There's Rockabacco. We'll come back, reset the program for you. NFL lunch coming up top of the hour. Howard Balzer, going to have some lunch with him, talk about what's going on in the NFL, just a couple of weeks away from the start of the 2025 season. American League East report at 1:15. Your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Hear more from John Harbaugh as well. From John Harbaugh, will not, at least to start the year, include Emory Jones or Adisa Isaac, unfortunately, because of injuries. Let's get out to the phones real quick where we talk to Nolan. Go get PT. PT, what's up?
Hey, Bob. I've said plenty of stupid stuff, but I've never once come on here and said, oh, I said this. When Gunner was clipped at second base yesterday by that punk, I told my wife, I said, he's going to hit a home run. There's no way this pitcher's throwing a fastball. And he threw him a fastball, and he hit it, what, 420 or whatever. So, Gunner, I'm telling you, and you know this, Bob, and some people in town don't, so I'm going to say it. Gunner Henderson is a freaking winner all day long. And physically, he has the talent, but also mentally. You push him, and after that play, watch the replay. He got the ball. He walked right in front of the guy, and he walked by. But he's ready for anything.
I didn't think that play was that egregious.
That's cool. I know you and I might disagree. And you're with Manzo. And you're right. It's a different era. But on double play balls that Gunner gets, he goes right at the guy.
Yeah, the
Gunner
runner would have got yelled at for anybody. Not doing that in the olden days. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
No, I hear you. But I'm just saying, Gunner is a warrior, and I'm just so happy we're going to have him, and there's no way they can let this guy slip through their fingers. I want him for the next 15 years.
Well, that's another story, yes.
Yeah, you're not lying. But, Vinny, the whole thing I was saying the other day about Penn State, Chop Robinson, 9.5 sacks in 22 games at Penn State, and I can't say his name. You know I can't, but the guy for the Ravens, the Dofe or whatever it is, I apologize.
Olway.
Thank you. But seven sacks in 3 years at Penn State, and he had 10 sacks last year. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Franklin and Dabo get talented kids that they don't necessarily coach up. So I'm saying you get those kids, and then you coach them up maybe on free agents. But so – if you could answer off the air, Vinny, I really would appreciate it. In the history, and obviously your history is – seriously, is as elite as anyone walking the planet right now as far as football, college football, NFL football, to answer this question. Have you ever seen a more talented guy returning kickoffs than Barkley? I mean, seriously, but if you could talk about that off the air, I'd appreciate it. I thought Franklin did him a great disservice having him returning kickoffs. But the thing I want to talk real quick.
Yeah,
is,
hurry up.
I hear you, no doubt. Nolan. I mean, I thought Nolan was right because I thought the Orioles were broken and they were making simple base running mistakes, etc. So fire high, that's cool. And I that's the thing. Nolan is rock solid. He just says the facts. But I want Nolan to say, well, who would you have coached the team next year if not Manzo? So I appreciate your response.
All right. Thank you, PT, squeezing three topics into one question phone call. What do you think there, Nolan?
Nobody does it better.
Yeah, no. But Carly Simon.
Look, I'll be honest. I'm not really in love with any particular name, but the one at the top of the list that keeps coming up over and over seems to be Skip Schumacher, last with the Marlins. Now, he was only there 2 years. Maybe in my mind, this could be the blend of a somewhat experienced manager and a younger manager. He's only 45. You know, I think he's still, if you're looking for somebody on the younger side to relate to a younger team, he could fit that bill. He's not completely blind, first-time guy. He's been there before. It's hard to go off of his track record because it was just 2 years, but you could argue in 23 when they made the wild card that that team overachieved. They had some good pieces, pieces that ultimately got traded in years to follow, but they weren't really a big power-hitting team. Some decent starting pitching, but I feel like you point to that. You win in the mid-80s that year. That could be an example of overachieving. Problem is, the next year, they only win 60-some games.
Isn't he in Texas right now?
Yeah, he's on the staff there for
right.
Bochy.
So if Bochy decides to hang up his spikes, they're 2 years removed from winning the World Series, by the way. When you think you had that guy in-house to replace him, if Snicker retires in Atlanta, which has been talked about, he was a candidate there. Mm-hmm. Ollie Marmol gets Cundiff in St. Louis. Doesn't he have Cardinals tie Schumacher, if I'm not mistaken? So, I mean, he's going to be an attractive piece for sure.
Is he an analytic dude?
That I don't know. I mean, if you want to make an assumption, he's on the younger side, but that would be an assumption. I don't know that for certain.
Yeah, and the Orioles, I don't think, have ever had a Skip named Skipped.
It writes itself.
We could create some things. We have time for a pun, or are we running up on the hour here?
We're running up on it, but real quick, more impressive stats for Trevor Rogers to reinforce how impressive this run has been. Saw this here on X from Matt Weirich. Going back to 2020, the Cy Young winners that year, you know, of course, it being a shortened season, they had only really pitched in 12 games, 11 games. It was Shane Bieber and Trevor Bauer that won it that year. So Trevor Rogers, same sample size. You compare the stats, really, he's right up there on par. The 1.41 ERA, better than both of those guys who won it that year. Innings pitched, he's right up there with Bieber, had more than Trevor Bauer. Only area he's really lacking is strikeouts. He's actually lacking quite a bit. I mean, Bieber had 122, Bauer with 100, Rogers only has 67. But even still, the results are there. Again, short sample size. What he's going to end up having in terms of starts this year, probably somewhere in the 15-16 range. If he's sub 1.5, again, 2020 was an anomaly, but those are Cy Young caliber stats.
Oh, man. Is that Pete? Did PT call back in? And
it's Matt Weirich.
Did he get in here? Come on, man. I mean, he's great and he's brilliant. We even floated out, hey, why not even approach him about a possible extension? But
well, I'm not saying he's getting Cy Young votes. I'm just saying that he's pitching at a Cy Young level.
Oh, no, I'm not denying that. Let's carry it over to 26 from the start, 30 starts. Then you're talking about a guy who might realistically be the Cy Young. I'm guessing it's what? Scooble Crochet in the American League right now?
And what's his name in Texas came on? DeGrom came on strong.
Oh, no doubt about it. So we'll see. But Rogers is the best 12 start to begin the season in Orioles history. I mean, Orioles history used to be pretty strong when it came to starting pitching. We'll come back, talk to Howard Balzer about the National Football League. Going to have some NFL lunch with him. Then the American League East report. Only one game in the division outside of the Orioles. We'll get to that big schedule today. Updated standings. And we'll talk about the Ravens that projected 53. John Harbaugh also talks about his team a little bit because a touching reunion with Joe Flacco seems to be looming in week two.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.